Checks.com. 60s, 70s, 80s. Solid gold radio. Turn it up. Airchecks.com.
Ladies and Dobermen, many years ago, in the early to mid-60s, a young broad chaser, broadcaster, magician, was brought to Earth by pygmies.
And pilgrims.
Whatever. After years of being raised on records and weaned to rock and roll, a new morning radio entertainer was born. Magic Matt Allen, a man with far less talent than most human beings. Magic Matt, what a boy would look like if Siegfried and Roy had a son.
Now a word from Marty Ingles, a.k.a. Mr. Shirley Jones.
Do you remember if it's Tuesday, this must be Belgium?
No, but if it's Tuesday, it must be little old Magic Matt with a hearty good mold and everybody. All across the USA, it's totally 70s. I ain't heavy, but I'd like you to think of me as your brother. It's Magic Matt in the Morning on Totally 70s. And like a little rodent crawling across the desert, I'm ready for a hawk attack. Tony Hawk, tonight, 6 p.m. Eastern on Sirius Faction 28. It's Magic Matt in the Morning on Totally 70s, where the stars come to play.
Hi, I'm Rodney Allen Rippey, and you're listening to Totally 70s on Sirius Radio with Magic Matt.
Rodney was last Thursday's Celebrity Thursday guest. This coming Thursday, just 2 days away, Danny Baldwin sitting right here and chewing the fat with Magic Matt. It's Magic Matt in the Morning on Totally 70s, a bit of a troublemaker, so I'm still loving the fact that I guess his feud is continuing. This Vanity Fair cover photo shoot with the Desperate Housewives stars. They don't like each other too much, evidently. There's diva behavior galore here. Big old cat fights, including wardrobe fights, arguments about who should be in the middle, and the veterans of the show getting stuck on the flap so you don't see them on the newsstand, forever folded under. So according to Vanity Fair, the Desperate Housewives, off the big screen or small, hate each other in real life. That's cool. Very superstitious. Show is early on the West Coast. Magic Matt, Sip Little Joe. And encouraging you to wipe the sleep out of your eye. Oh, you don't want to be told what to do? I don't blame you. It's Magic Matthew. And wasn't there some kind of wedding over the weekend? I wasn't invited. Were you? And they're English. So, who cares? Why, thank you, Sirius subscribers, for calling little old Magic Matt in the Morning on Totally 70s toll-free at 1-877-33-SIRIUS just to say you saw me on that Eat True Hollywood Stories on Sunday night. Yeah, if you blinked, you missed me, but you couldn't miss me. I was the guy with the barrel of the gun sticking out of his head. Yeah, we throw in those scary, really crappy songs from Robin McNamara in there in the jukebox from hell just to make sure your ears are all cleaned out. It's Magic Matt in the Morning on Totally 70s, and it's not funny to the people affected, but when you start hearing that the University of Florida is being plagued by bats, you involuntarily laugh. Seriously, though, I mean, if you ever had a bat problem, you know it's not all that funny. But you are laughing, guy. I knew I heard you laughing. Magic Matt in the Morning on Totally 70s, and I see fire, I see rain, I feel the pain of a former child star.
Hey, I'm Rodney Allen Rippey, and I was doing commercials when I was 3.5 years old. Magic Matt, you about, what, 90?
Hey, hey!
Just yesterday morning.
It's Magic Matt on Totally 70s. I mentioned this yesterday, but it's still a noggin scratcher. Top the weekend box office, Sahara, a movie with zero buzz, zero good reviews, and zero appeal. But it's that in-between period when studios unload dreck and stuff they can't figure out how to market. I can't imagine that Matthew McNaked Bongo is that big a draw. And Fever Pitch was second with disappointing numbers. I give you several reasons why. Chick flick repelled guys, baseball repelled girls, Jimmy Fallon repelled everyone.
Checks.com.